Billy, something with your remarks isn't clear to me, namely that which you once told me, that cloning research has already been pursued for quite some time on Earth in a confidential manner and that a clone has already existed for years. Quetzal, 92. That is correct. 93. It concerns the fact that in a certain country, which I may not name officially, an extremely confidential project of cloning research has been pursued for several years, namely for the purpose of creating cloned human fighting machines. 94. Indeed, a human, male life form was already cloned, but it is only capable of surviving in that it is kept alive by medical apparatuses. 95. Unofficially, other human clones will be created as laboratory objects around the middle of the 90s, but this will remain very top secret and will be denied. 96. First of all, only the cloning of animals will be made known. Billy, I can imagine that. And how will it be, then, with these human clones? Will these be capable of surviving then? Quetzal, 97. No. Even these will only prolong their existence through medical apparatuses. Billy, horrible, when I just think of their working consciousness, I feel sick. Quetzal, 98. The cloned male life form that already exists is no longer mighty in clear thought because it stunted its consciousness completely. 99. The new laboratory clones will also suffer the same fate. Billy, criminal? But perhaps a release for the clones. Quetzal, 100. That is correct. Billy, I was given a question that I could not answer, namely, when in the last 20,000 years did the worst earthquakes in Switzerland take place? Since you deal with Earth's geology, you should actually be able to answer the question for me, right? Quetzal, 101. The largest and most severe earthquakes in the area of present-day Switzerland were, counted back from today, 1,601 years ago, as well as 2,420 and 14,560 years ago. 102. In addition, other severe earthquakes are forthcoming in the future, particularly after the turn of the millennium, but not only in Switzerland but rather throughout Europe and even all over the world. Billy, then one can, indeed, make oneself ready for all sorts of things. But again, something regarding earthquakes. On the Great Journey, to explain that there are underwater earthquakes, so earthquakes that occur below sea level or a level of a lake, and sometimes, also in lakes or seas, beneath the water level, mountain slides or landslides take place. He also explained that colossal tidal waves would then emerge, so-called tsunamis, which would go hunting at tremendous speed. Unfortunately, I can no longer remember what he said about the speed that such tidal waves reach. Do you know about this? Quetzal, 103. Tsunami is the right designation, as these wild waters are called among you. 104. They reach speeds that sometimes exceed 1,000 kilometers per hour, such as that gigantic tidal wave that emerged when the Santorini volcano in the Mediterranean Sea erupted and exploded, whereby the waters advanced into Egypt until far into the inland and caused much life to die out and colored the Nile red through much blood. Billy, that is well known to me. When the tidal wave fell back, it ran back into the Mediterranean Sea and raced eastward, in order, then, to flood the land of Syria. Quetzal, 105. That is correct. Billy, also in the year 1883, in the case of the explosion of the Krakatoa volcano between Sumatra and Java, when this blew up, a 20-meter-high tsunami emerged, by which the coastal regions of West Java and Southeast Sumatra were devastated. But let's leave this, because I still have here some other questions, since everything has its two sides, so positive and negative, every universe belt and any space matter relating to this would actually have to have both force poles, or am I mistaken there? Quetzal, 106. You are not mistaken, because your acceptance is correct. 107. only by the fact that both positive as well as negative are given is an existence possible. 108. With the universe belts, the negative force is directed inwardly and the positive force is directed outwardly. 109. Even in the outer layers of the material belt, this is given in such a way, it's just that in its internal space, the actual material zone exists, in which the forms of matter build up in other forms of positive and negative. 110. Through the external interaction of both force poles of the belt, so in the extreme peripheral area, positive, and in the innermost peripheral area, negative, the matter is able to condense itself in the belt's center, that is in the belt's central ring, in such a way that it becomes of a coarse material form. 111. All other belts have positive and negative force poles that flow into one another without crossing each other, without a central ring and, along with this, coarse material matter being able to develop in them. 112. This possibility only exists in the material belt, which forms the visible universe with all its stars, etc., for this belt is the only one, in which coarse material matter can develop. Billy, and solely this material belt forms our visible and explorable universe, but still other time levels and, thus, other dimensioned universe levels are incorporated into this. However, the whole universe, with its other inner and outer belts that are invisible from the material universe, is tremendously much larger, more enormous and older than the material belt, that is our visible universe that is in the constant change of becoming and passing. From the inner and outer belts, in which our visible universe is enclosed, as Tu explained, if I understood him correctly, a so-called background radiation proceeds, which can also be designated as background noise, etc. In addition to this, in our visible part of the universe, so in the material belt or in the material universe, coarse material matter of every kind, including electrons, gases, neutrons, neutrinos, and atoms as well as all subatomic particles are in such a rapid process of becoming and passing that no firm coarse material matter becomes older than about 36 billion years before it breaks up again into gases and subatomic materials, from which, in the course of time, new stars and galaxies, etc. form again. And the fact that up to now, our astronomical scientists could not yet see to the end of our visible universe and think that this would only be between 12 and 15 billion years old is only due to the fact that their technological devices and apparatuses are not yet developed so far that they would be able to do this. And when this is one day the case, they will still only be able to see and hear to the end of our visible universe, while to them, the really gigantic size of the universe, with its six other inner and outer belts, will still be concealed and will be a secret with seven seals for a very long time. Quetzal, 113. That is correct. Billy, then still another question about gravity, like each and everything that exists, gravitational force surely also has a speed. In addition, at least, so I have understood Tu's explanation relating to this, gravitational force is incorporated into the same speed limit as light. Gravitational force isn't just given with suns and galaxies, planets or meteors, asteroids, comets, as well as with universal nebulous formations and neutrino clouds, rather, it also exists in universal space itself. At least, that's how I understood Tu's explanations. And since I have now been asked about this by Professor Brenner and I want to give him the answer correctly, I would again like to ask if what I have said is right. Quetzal, 114. As usual, everything is correct. 115. You are a very attentive listener when something is said or explained to you. 116. Moreover, you have a precise and phenomenal memory. Billy, too much honor, my friend. It's just that through the upbringing of my parents and through the instruction of Sfath, Priest Zimmerman, and my very helpful teachers Karl Graf and Gustav Lehmann, as well as through various Buddhist monks, I have learned to perceive everything around me very precisely and also to listen very attentively when something is said or explained to me. Thus, the merit doesn't lie with me but rather in the love, kindness, and far-sighted upbringing of my parents as well as in the selfless efforts of priest Zimmerman and Sfuth as well as all others. Quetzal, 117. That is very well correct, but you should not sink into modesty and let all your willing, endeavoring, and laborious learning go unsaid because without the application of these skills that were created by you, especially during your early childhood, all instructions would have been useless. Billy, let's leave that, my friend. Rather, explain to me what you wanted to say some time ago about plants and animals, when we were interrupted at the end of our conversation by the knocking at the door. We talked about the poison of various plants and animals, but because of the disturbance, you then left and didn't get involved any further into the subject. Quetzal, 118. That is correct. 119. We talked about the evolution of plants and animals, and I wanted to explain that the toxic plants, reptiles, insects, and animals, etc. on the earth have entered into a stage of their evolution, as they have begun to develop larger and stronger amounts of poison. 120. This is an unavoidable consequence of evolution, which is determined by the environment. Billy, then another important question. In reference to faith in God or the religious belief of human beings, can you tell me, since you deal with brain research, whether a person's belief in God and saints is based on any damages to the brain or not? Somehow, it just seems to me that belief in God and saints as well as in ghosts, dead talkers, and similar nonsense could be based on brain damage and damage to the consciousness. Quetzal, 121. One could say that, in a certain sense, but this damage is caused by the world of thoughts and feelings of a person himself. 122. Through religious as well as other delusion-believing thoughts and feelings, electric tensions, which affect certain areas of the brain, arise in the brain. 123. If these areas are hit by the electric vibrations, then impulses form in the brain, by which a delusional faith is awakened and by which even strong visionary pictures can appear and things can be sensed, which in no way correspond to the reality. 124. Visions such as the seeing of God, saints, and Jesus Christ as well as Virgin Mary apparitions, etc. are not unusual, like also not the appearance of stigmata, as these were added to Jmanuel during the crucifixion on the hands and feet, on the loins, etc., or on the head through the crown of thorns. 125. The electrical vibrations, which are caused by religious beliefs and other delusional beliefs or otherwise, influence the affected brain areas so much that very quickly, a form of addiction and mania arises, from which a person can only escape with difficulty. 126. Fairly often, the whole thing leads to evil fanaticism. 127. But now, the time is spent, my friend. Billy, of course. Then until we meet again, Quetzal, and quite dear thanks for all your explanations. Quetzal, 128. I always find it a pleasure to talk with you. 129. Until we meet again, my friend. 226th contact, Friday, February 3, 1989, 12:07 p.m., Quetzal, 1. On your day, I am to deliver special greetings and wishes to you from all who are known to you. Billy, pay everyone my heartfelt thanks. I am very delighted that they all think of me. But what about your time today? Is it enough that you can answer some questions for me? Quetzal, 2. I am not in a hurry, if you mean that. Billy, exactly. Then I can just start with the questions. Quetzal, 3. That you can. Billy, you once said that solar radiation is dangerous for humans because sunburn arises from over-radiation on the unprotected skin, which is clear. But at the same time, you also mentioned that black cancer develops from it, even if the sunburn would only repeat itself in a minimal form. Moreover, it doesn't matter, As I recalled, whether it would only be 10 or whether it would be 50 or more years after the first sunburn. In any event, the first sunburn of the skin plays the leading role because the factors were based on the fact that the black cancer or skin cancer could be triggered. So far, this is clear. However, you also said something about artificial light sources that are just as dangerous as solar radiation. Unfortunately, you then gave no other explanations about this, which is why I want to ask you about it now. Quetzal, 4. Yes, your explanation is correct, because I really give no explanatory remarks regarding the addressed. 5. So listen, then, 6. Artificial light is harmless just as little as also solar radiation. 7. Also, every artificial light emits radiations that are harmful to health, whereby the most diverse illnesses can then be triggered, like, for example, various forms of cancer. 8. However, all sorts of nervous disorders as well as cell variations, asthma, headaches, nausea, muscle aches, memory impairment, reproductive damage, and concentration damage as well as various other ailments can occur due to excessive artificial light rays and artificial oscillations. 9. Artificial light can, therefore, have a very negative and dangerous impact on the health of humans, and of course, the light intensity, radiation intensity, and oscillation intensity are of importance. 10. In order to counteract this evil, it is necessary that the light sources are constructed and secured in such a way that the health hazardous factors do not appear. Billy, it will, however, still take a long time before that is realized here on Earth and something is done about it. With us, the erroneous acceptance prevails that a lot of light would be health-promoting, etc. Quetzal, 11. That is, in principle, also correct, but that only applies when the health-endangering factors of artificial light sources are turned off. 12. And as you say, it will still actually take a long time before the earthly scientists responsible for this will recognize the stated facts. 13. And it will still take much longer before the decisive ways and means are found to produce harmless artificial light. Billy, that probably won't be in this century and millennium because everything is probably still very distant future music, right? Quetzal, 14. That is correct, my friend. 15. Decades will still pass before the insights relating to this mature. 16. And it will still take a very long time before the means and ways are found to eliminate the harmful factors of artificial light. 17. The same applies to electricity. Billy, that probably means that also the oscillations of electricity on humans and probably also on animals and plants, birds, fish and insects, etc. produce pathogenic effects. At the same time, I think of electromagnetic waves, as these come from power lines or electric lines as well as from electrical appliances and radio equipment as well as transmission towers for radio and television, etc. Is this meant by your reference to electricity? Quetzal, 18. That is correct. 19. In the coming time, however, the whole thing will still increase because the progress will bring with it that small, portable communication devices, which will then be called mobile devices or mobile phones and so on, will become mass-produced items for the Earth people. Consequently, there will only be few who won't then equip themselves with such devices, which will very often find only pointless uses. 20. The whole thing will cause a technological progress epidemic and will cost many human lives. 21. This, on the one hand, through the dangerous radiation emitted by the devices and, on the other hand, also because these devices will be used irresponsibly at every impossible and possible opportunity, like when driving cars, etc., by what means attention and control are weakened and fatal accidents, etc. are caused. Billy, damage is the price of unreasonableness. However, it will then surely be denied by the manufacturers of such mobile phones that these devices emit harmful radiations. Quetzal, 22. That will be the case for a long time because the responsible persons won't want to let their business with such devices be ruined. 23. Therefore, they will let falsified analyzers be produced by notable places with bribes, which should prove that the radiation of the devices is harmless. Billy, I can vividly imagine that. But now tell me, it wasn't very long ago that we talked about wars, etc., and you told me that I should compose writings around the turn of the millennium, which have to be directed against an impending war. This is because a certain US president named Bush Jr. will want to launch a war in Iraq, in order to get to the oil there as well as to exact revenge for the war which his father will bring, at the beginning of the 90s, over Iraq and which he will lose, as you said. Outside of our open conversation, you also said that this Bush Jr. was or had been a drunkard and is now turning to sectarianism and that he becomes of the delusion that he has to clean the earth of Islam, so to speak, as God's avenger and as God's representative. If I remember correctly, you called him an unscrupulous and degenerate good-for-nothing, who is valid in the eyes of his father as a zero and a failure. With the Iraq war that he wants to allow to be released, if I also remember correctly in this respect, you said that this would be, at the earliest, in March of the year 2003, from which World War III could result under certain circumstances or the preliminary work for it. With this Iraq war, the coward, once he has come to power, wants to prove to his daddy that he is not a zero and not a failure and that he can very well exact revenge and retaliate for his dad's war failure. And now the long and short of it, through Bush Jr., whom you have also called a madman, will the war now actually break out in the year 2003 or not? You later mentioned the month of March, which would be especially precarious in that the war can actually no longer be avoided. In this respect, do you now have more insights through your foresight, or does it simply remain with your given information? Quetzal, 24. I have, in fact, gained further insights in the meantime, and these are unpleasant. 25. The war will be inevitable through the criminal irresponsibility and power obsession of the American president, George W. Bush, and will already secretly begin through the invasion of Iraq and through the bombing of superior anti-aircraft defenses in the early evening of the 18th of March, 2003, which will officially be denied, however. 26. The beginning of the military attack of the American armed forces with a rocket attack on Baghdad will first become official, however, on the date of the 20th of March at 5:33 a.m. Middle Eastern Time. 27. The first wave of the real large-scale attack, however, will be several hours later, which will have, in its entire extent, such an impact as has never been the case before in any war on Earth. 28. With this, the newest, most modern heavy weapons will be used, such as rockets and bombs, which will be of extremely accurate target precision and cause great destructions and by which also many people will die. 29. However, neither the war criminal rulers of America nor those of Iraq will care about this, as well as not those of England and Australia and all others who will irresponsibly participate in this war. Billy, and Bush, this war criminal, will then, of course, be called to account just as little as also all those who will move with him in the same direction and be equally guilty in every respect as he himself, for if the criminal pack wins, then they are not regarded as war criminals, as this is usually just so on Earth, but as victors and heroes. Quetzal, 30. That is correct. 31. These are victors and heroes of very dubious reputation, who are truly criminals against humanity as well as tyrants, despots, dictators and terrorists and who, indeed, are the same as those who are accused of evil by these war criminals, some of whom are known to you from an earlier time. Billy, I know, yes, like, for example, the young Saddam Hussein and two of his young doubles. With him, I've made the interesting finding that under one eye, probably under the right one, he has a birthmark, which continually twitches around on his face when he gets excited. Quetzal, 32? I know nothing about that. Billy, let's leave that and talk about something else, for the whole thing brings nothing with it anyways. Here, I've written down a series of questions, which I would like to have answered. It's about the terms single and abstinence, as you plagiarans understand these. As I know, your conceptions of these differ from those that prevail here with us on Earth. First of all, the term single. Please explain what you understand by it. Quetzal, 33. You know the meaning, nevertheless. Billy, now I say it again, that is correct. But explain it once again, so that I can immediately write it down in accordance with your words, for I am often asked in the aforementioned direction. Quetzal, 34. If that is so. 35. With us, single means that a woman is without a man or that a man is without a woman and, therefore, that no marital constraint is given. 36. This also applies when a marital relationship once existed but one of the partners has passed away. Billy, so with you. It isn't then referred to as widowed but simply and plainly as single again. Quetzal, 37. That is correct. Billy, but what about when a marriage ends in divorce? Quetzal, 38. The same rule would apply. Billy, would, what should that mean? Quetzal, 39. That with us, marriages no longer end in divorce. Billy, you must explain the grounds for that to me. Quetzal, 40. With us, at the 14th year of age, the full responsibility for the female and male gender begins, and from this time, one can devote oneself to a life a partner, with whom one lives in an unmarried relationship during the following period up to the 68th year of life. 41. During this period, it is decided whether the two partners will remain together for their entire lifetimes or not. 42. In this time, which represents an actual probationary period, the couple can decide for a final, lifelong relationship or to separate at their sole discretion at any time. 43. If no separation takes place, then an additional 2-year probationary period is attached, during which the couple has to separate and live far apart and fulfill their duties. 44. No personal contacts take place during this time but only contact conversations over the usual means of communication, which also extends to holography contacts. 45. During this time, the couple has to decide definitively as to whether they want to enter a lifelong relationship with each other or not. 46. If the decision is positive from both sides, then a free marriage alliance takes place, which is announced publicly, but it is not closed, as on the earth, by a registry office. 47. The partnership is so free in every relation that no constraints can appear and each partner can preserve his or her own personality as well as everything that is in his or her own best interests. 48. Infidelity, as this is known among the Earth people, has no longer existed with us for tens of thousands of years. 49. The entering of the marriage alliance is committed with us with a small ceremony, whereby the relevant spirit leader, who monitored the exact circumstances of the couple during the previous 2 probationary years, leads everything. 50. And for thousands of years, it has no longer happened that a partnership had to be designated as unsuitable by a spirit leader. 51. A marriage alliance may first be entered at the age of 70 years. 52. And if a couple first becomes acquainted with each other after the 70th year of age or shortly before it, then an unmarried relationship of 7 years is assigned to them, after which the special 2-year probationary period is to be passed through, before a marriage alliance can be closed. Billy, you have, however, the law that a marriage alliance of a man and woman is allowed in the way that a man can have up to 4 women around himself and can, thus, maintain a marriage alliance with these. This is in accordance with the naturalness that a man can copulate with several women but not a woman with men, which is why every woman can only be attached to one man. Quetzal, 53. That is correct. Billy, and how do the women get along with this? And how do the men behave? And how does it stand with the satisfaction of sexuality, whereby I also address the single ones. Abstinence would also be interesting to explain, since you understand something else by it than what the earth people do. Quetzal, 54. Your first question can be answered with the fact that the women have no problems with the law that each one can have only one man, but every man can have up to four women in his marriage alliances. 55. There is no jealousy among the several wives of one man.